Next on the agenda, I know it sounds like I'm doing all the talking, but I'm going to be quiet in a moment, is the Chief Justice's report. This is, as you know, my regular report to the council summarizing my engagements and ongoing outreach activities on behalf of the judicial branch since our last meeting a month ago. During this reporting period, I continued my ongoing series of liaison meetings with justice system partners and stakeholders. We share knowledge, we share information, and we share where it is we can work together on improving public access. I met recently with the State Sheriff's Association, the District Attorney's Association, and the Defense Council of California. I had the great pleasure of participating in the very last time with now retired Presiding Justice Joan Dempsey Klein on the Commission on Judicial Appointments with the Attorney General Kamala Harris to confirm Justice Leandra Krueger. She was unanimously confirmed, as you know. I'd like to point out something obvious and something that we're proud of here in California, and that is that the Commission on Judicial Appointments for a period of time with Justice Klein, we were all female. We are now, with the appointment of Justice Leandra Krueger, we are restoring the female majority on our bench at the Supreme Court. And we are expanding the diversity on the California Supreme Court. For our court's January oral argument, which just was several weeks ago in San Francisco, I know all of us were happy to have a full bench complement to hear our cases. And yet we are all really grateful for the hard work that was put in by the numerous pro tempore justices from the courts of appeal who substituted in on all of the cases. They were well over 60 from the time Justice Kennard retired in April to where we heard our first oral argument with our full complement of justices starting in January. Following last November's election to the new year brought new terms of office that started in January, and I was very pleased to participate in two ceremonies with the governor. One, of course, was my administration of his oath in his unprecedented fourth term in California. Unprecedented as to be the first and the last, given time term limits in California. The other opportunity was to support his swearing in of his Supreme Court appointees, Justices Cuellar and Krueger. I also had the privilege of administering the oaths of office for the Attorney General, Kamala Harris, and also Ms. Fiona Ma for the State Board of Equalization, formerly in the Assembly, and for justices from the Court of Appeal, Third Appellate District, my former CA here in Sacramento. And as we experienced earlier today, and as many of us have sworn the oath, I strongly believe in the importance of the oath of office and what we say we will vow to adhere to in that oath, that we swear or affirm to support and defend and bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the State of California and the Constitution of the United States. I believe there's great significance and solemnity in those words. Oaths were also a part of the Sacramento County Bar Association's annual meeting, where I delivered a keynote address and presented retired Presiding Justice Art Scotland with their Distinguished Attorney of the Year Award. Yes, he received the Distinguished Jurist of the Year, he received the Distinguished Pro Bono Citizen of the Year, and now he has received the Distinguished Attorney of the Year. I also participated in studio TV interviews in Los Angeles with Conan Nolan's KNBC news conference on Channel 4 and with Scott Schaefer in San Francisco for KQED's newsroom. No surprise to you, they are concerned with the budget, the proposal, the audit, the new Supreme Court, civics initiatives, and what the branch is doing as a whole. And budget and new investment remains a critical focus for us, as it has been for the last 4 years that I can tell. It was also the theme of a conference hosted by the UCLA Rand Center for Law and Public Policy. The conference was entitled Discount Justice, State Court Budgeting in an Era of Fiscal Austerity, where I delivered the lunchtime keynote, and I participated in a Q&A moderated by MC Sangalia, who, as many of you know, is an appellate attorney here in California and Los Angeles. Council member Ms. Donna Melby was on the panel with Chief Judge Jonathan Lippman from New York, and they discussed the constitutional dimensions to the funding of state courts. Mary McQueen from the National Center for State Courts, Craig Holden from the State Bar, and Presiding Judge Carolyn Kuhl from Los Angeles Superior Court participated in other panel discussions relating to funding, research, access, and the impact in California. The audience was national because the issue is national. It is not focused on California alone. However, there is agreement that the largest judicial branch in the nation here in California has had the most dramatic negative impact from the funding deficits. But I do remain optimistic through our ongoing advocacy efforts, our visits yesterday, my conversations with the governor, the $180 million proposal out the gate, that we are able and can continue to achieve new investment and to improve access to justice for all Californians. That ends my report.